just said right there.
Hi, I'm Harrison Murphy. What is your name?
Kurt Sadowski.
We are in, or we, it is November 29th, 2018, and we are in the study in our house on, in St. Paul, Texas. So I wanted to start off by just asking where you grew up and what your childhood was like. Like, as far as experiences go.
Well, I grew up in Chicago, Texas. Chicago, Illinois. Not in Texas. Chicago, Illinois. Grew up in the city. Probably about 5 miles away from Wrigley Field. My parents got divorced when I was about 6. My dad died when I was 12. And my mom, and then we moved to Garland, Texas when I was 14. And then my mother passed away when I was 16.
Okay. So, how did, like, having separated parents affect you at a younger age? Did it affect more when you were younger or as you got older?
Yeah, it, I think what it affected me the most is not being to see my dad as much. So I didn't get as a close relationship with him as I would like to have and that I would like to have right now. But, yeah, that's probably the biggest, just not being able to spend much time with him.
What were their jobs?
My dad worked in a rubber factory in Chicago. They made, like, the seals around car windows and refrigerators, that kind of rubber seals and other gaskets and things.
Okay.
And then my mom worked in a Catholic church in the rectory. The rectory is where the priests live.
Okay.
That at that church, and she was like a house cleaner in their home there that was connected to the church and school. It was a Catholic school and church.
Okay. Did their jobs like influence you to do anything, pursue anything at all, or?
No, not really, no. Except for my dad was in the army, in the military, so I later ended up joining the military, so it was that has run in my family, the military for men, so.
All right. What other factors were that I guess, made you want to go into the military?
So when I, like I said, when I was 16, my mom passed away, and so through high school, I really just didn't engage school much. I pretty much just showed up for school and didn't, at a young age, just did wrongly, but didn't see a point in what I was doing. Just didn't have any motivation to do anything.
Right.
So I ended up quitting high school, my junior year, and just worked jobs. I started working when I was 14, working in bike shops, building bikes. I loved bikes. Mm-hmm. So I had a job almost always, but just knew I wasn't going to go anywhere at that point. When I was 19, I didn't see anything for my future. So I knew I needed something to motivate me. I needed, or someone to motivate me. So I joined the Coast Guard. Again, that for a couple of reasons, because my dad and pretty much every man in my family, uncles and brother and everyone had joined the military, and that would just seem like the next step for me, but also because I just needed to do something.
Why the Coast Guard specifically?
Well, it was going to be at first, me and a buddy, Kenny, a friend of mine, we talked about the Army at first, and then we realized that we'd like to be around the water, so we started talking to the Navy recruiter.
Okay.
And we were both going to sign up together. And then his dad, Kenny's dad, one day, that was in the Army, not at that time, but earlier in his life, said, "Hey, have you guys ever thought about the Coast Guard?" And we never even heard about the U.S. Coast Guard before that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went to the recruiter and talked to him and saw what they did and thought, that's really what I want to do more than the Navy. So that was the reason why I joined the Coast Guard. And Kenny ended up backing out. He never even joined with me.
Oh.
So I went myself.
What did you, like, enjoy most, and what was the hardest, not like physically but emotionally, to go through, like the highs and lows of being in the Coast Guard.
Oh, in the Coast Guard?
Yeah.
Definitely the toughest thing is going through boot camp. A lot of people don't know a whole lot about the Coast Guard, and they always think, ah, the Coast Guard, they're not real military. They don't,
right.
They don't do, their boot camp's probably pretty easy, but anybody that has served in two different services, like I went through boot camp with a bunch of guys that came from prior service, Air Force, Army, right. Marines, Navy, every other service. They had, if they wanted to join the Coast Guard after that, they had to go through Coast Guard boot camp. And they all said Coast Guard boot camp was tougher than their boot camp. Not the Marines were tougher physically, mm-hmm. had to do more push-ups and running,
right.
and physical things, but the mental struggles, the mental challenges they give you going through boot camp, they all said Coast Guard was toughest. So really, boot camp for me was a tough, change, something that shook me up a little bit. So that was, other than that, the Coast Guard was pretty great. I was, for 6 years, I was aviation, and getting air crew qualified, that was pretty tough too, pretty intense. A lot of intense training that you have mm-hmm. to go through underwater and,
right.
and in the air.
Is it a lot of like pressure that they try to like make it seem like you're under more pressure to train you better to stay calm or?
Exactly. Okay. Yeah. So, yeah, just like you want to, you know, if you're in hockey or football or soccer, you know, you want to train harder so that in the game it's right. easier. It's not so hard. You're not surprised. So yes, the training is really hard so that, if in a real life situation, you're
just
calm.
A breeze.
That's right. You're
okay.
You're not so, so worried or scared. It just kicks in like, oh, I've done this before. Yeah.
Were there any big role models for you in the Coast Guard that you met and stayed with?
I can't say that there are. Maybe a buddy named Dan Sweetser. He was a little bit older than me and kind of showed me the ropes in aviation when I first got into aviation. So, yeah, probably Dan Sweetser, if anybody that took me under his wing and
right.
taught me some good things, taught me some bad things. But
Are there any lessons you learned that you still carry on to...
From the Coast Guard?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. just discipline and character. You know, those are really important attributes in the Coast Guard. What's, you know, what you learn in boot camp and then later on, even in, especially in aviation, your integrity is important to you. Mm-hmm. That's, you know, one thing that no one can ever take away from you is your integrity. You can right. take your money, can take your life, can take, you know, people, your loved ones, but your integrity, you can still act the way you're supposed to act even under hard times.
All right. Has being in the Coast Guard changed the way, like, you act, not just in, like, everyday situations, but in, like, career-wise things? Like, do you handle or look at opportunities differently, I guess?
Yeah, I think so. Whenever you do serve in probably any of the services, actually, but for me in the Coast Guard was, probably being calmer and cooler under situations that would normally fluster you. So yeah, that has always helped in any jobs I've had after the Coast Guard. And again, the integrity and, you know, it's an important thing, you know, to, especially when you're flying in a helicopter with two or three other guys, you know, anybody does in that helicopter could compromise everyone's life or,
right.
you know, or the mission mm-hmm. or even anybody you're going to save. So it's important to, if you say you checked something, you checked it,
right.
you know, that you didn't just say, oh yeah, I did it mm-hmm. and you didn't do it. So it's very important to be honest and have integrity.
Were there any real, like, on the water activities that were put you under lots of pressure, or
there have been a couple. Yep.
Okay. What were some of those?
One of them was this old couple was on this boat, and their motor stalled, and so they started drifting into the surf. And the waves started crashing on them, and they were probably in their 60s or 70s, and it was not a very big boat. And what was so odd about this case was we were the first one on scene as a helicopter, and this situation would be best been suited for a Coast Guard boat, but it was on its way en route, but it wasn't there in time, so we didn't have any procedure to help someone with a boat like that, so we just kind of made it up as we went along, just lowered a line down to the boat, had them tied off to their boat, and I had to just wrap it around a post in the helicopter, because you can't, it's never okay to tie a boat off to the helicopter, because if the boat goes down and pulls a, you know, $10 million helicopter and four lives into the water.
Right.
So couldn't tie it off. I had to make like a lever, you know, like a pulley around a post on the helicopter. Okay. And we had and towed them away from the surf until the boat, the Coast Guard boat came to rescue them. So it was kind of a cool thing that was never, it was a new situation that was never encountered really.
All right. Well, thanks for letting me interview you. It's been interesting.
My pleasure.
Yeah. All right. Are you sure you are finished? Did you just fart, Sash?
I saved it.
How long have you been holding that in?
You're welcome.